back, everyone. My name is Tiffany. Pronouns are she and her, and this is They Didn't Tell You podcast. Thank you for joining me for my second episode. The love y'all gave me for episode one was more than I was expecting, if I can be honest. I felt like people would, some of you were like, feel it and fuck with it. But to know that there were some of you who actually cried and teared up and felt like I was personally coming for you. I launched an attack on your life a little bit. I ain't gonna hold you. I was like, yeah, girl, you did that. And I'm proud of myself for doing that. That vulnerability is important. And sometimes we need to hear it from other people so that we can really analyze ourselves a little bit deeply. And that's okay. We don't have it all together to even want to take the time to think about these things and really sit back and investigate. Okay, launch an investigation into ourselves. That's what that first episode was about. I have displayed all of my dirty laundry for myself. I know what it is. I'm aware of what my dirty laundry is. And I have been chipping away at it, of washing the loads, drying it out, and folding it. I'm cleaning out my closet via my podcast. So thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm excited to get into this week's topic. It wasn't initially the topic I wanted to go over. That topic I will address in a future episode, but something came to me when I thought about episode one and maybe an area that I didn't necessarily cover and the 2 years that I've been away and learning how to forgive. And I mean, wholeheartedly, from the bitty, 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 bitty bottom of my beautiful black heart. That's how deep I wanted my forgiveness to be so that I can move forward, because I know what it's like to not really forgive people. And I also know what it's like to not actually be forgiven. I do. I think God is funny like that, because what we give is what we get, right? So one of the first thoughts I had about forgiveness is that I don't think many of us really know how to forgive. As I went down memory lane, I was really thinking to myself, how have you learned how to forgive people? Did your parents teach you? Did your aunties and uncles teach you? Did somebody at school teach you? Elementary, middle, high school? No. And even in college, not really. No, who's really talking about this? Who's really helping us understand the importance of forgiveness? Anybody? Nobody. At least not for me. Maybe y'all had situations where you were brought up and taught how to forgive and what that looks like and what that feels like. Or maybe you were just given a very surface level layer. You got to forgive them because they family. You got to forgive them because that's your sibling. You got to forgive them because that's your damn daddy. Well, as my best friend would love to reiterate from the infamous meme, well, that's just too damn bad. I'm ready to go crack up, but that's just too damn bad, right? We are taught very surface level things about a lot of shit. And it's time to go beneath the surface. And I'm hoping that that's what this episode will help you do and launching an investigation on how you forgive and what that really looks like for you and the people in your life. Another thing about forgiveness that I want to touch on that I had to really come to grips with is that don't nobody owe me anything. Even if I feel like an apology is necessary, honestly, at this point, required, mandatory, if you will, Don't nobody owe me that. I want it. It would be nice if people felt inclined to give it, especially without being asked. But it would be helpful if people were more self-aware to themselves, how they impact other people, enough to say, damn, I owe that person an apology. I was wrong. Dead wrong. And I owe them an apology. That don't happen for a lot of us all the time. We don't always get the apologies we feel we deserve. And I'm going to get into how to get over that hump. I'm not sure who's feeling right now like, whoa, I don't know if I'm ready to go there, because there's somebody right now who I'm ready to put the pieces to, because they're talking crazy and they still haven't apologized for how they treated me. Trust me, I promise you, felt that way too. But there's a better way. There's a better way. And not that I have the way or the best way. This is just the way that I did it, the way that I process things so that I can move the fuck on. Because an inability to forgive, for me at least, has been very crippling. And it's only made me into a more angry, I think anger is a good enough emotion, person. One who's constantly frustrated, one who's disappointed, nothing positive, right? Nothing positive. And so what good can come from something that's not positive? Nada, right? Nothing can come from that. So having to help myself understand that nobody owes me anything, not even an apology. And when I say nobody, I mean nobody, baby. Friend, family, foe. They don't owe it to me. And accepting that hard, fendy fact and really made this a much more feasible task instead of something that felt more daunting, something that felt like I'm fighting myself. I used to fight myself to forgive people. I don't fight no more. I ain't got it in me. That's too much energy. The third thing that I really want to touch on before I really get into how I have processed and how I focus on really getting to a point of like, all right, I gotta forgive you. I don't even have it in me to keep holding on to this, is to manage my expectations over the situation and work at not diminishing or dismissing my feelings, but validating them enough to know that it's okay you feel this way. It's okay that you're upset. It's not okay what they did to make you get this way. But here you are. And what are you going to do about it? And then on the flip side of things, because I said we're going to talk twofold, right? If I owe someone an apology, if I'm in the wrong, one thing about me, I don't got no problem saying I'm sorry. I have no problem saying I'm sorry. Saying I'm sorry and asking to be forgiven for something that I've done wrong don't bother me. It don't bother me, especially if I know without you having to tell me that I've done something that warrants an apology. And I have worked extremely hard not to let my pride, not to let my ego, not to let anything make me feel like I shouldn't do it. Because the ego and that pride will have you holding on to old rivalries. And I know we hear all the time about people who have these old rivalries. I wasn't this back in the day. I don't want nothing. You are forgiven, baby. Go ahead about your life. So I want to talk about how I used to forgive. And how I used to forgive wasn't really actually forgiveness. It was faux forgiveness. Let me talk. Yeah, faux forgiveness. Maybe I'll name this part of the episode that. I was practicing faux forgiveness. And I've experienced faux forgiveness too. Tiffany, what do you mean? How did you do it? Thank you for asking. I used to forgive, I forgive you for what you did. I forgive you what you said, and still have that anger, frustration stewing within me. Now, I understand that healing takes time, and you can actively mean that you want to forgive somebody when you say it and work through it. But I've gotten to a point where I'm like, I'd rather not tell someone that I've forgiven them flat out until I have. What I'm working on saying now, and not even working, what I am saying now and what I do apply now is I'm working on forgiving you. I know I can forgive you. I know I will forgive you. It's just going to take some time. I got to feel my feels, and there's nothing wrong with it. But I know that there's an end date to these feelings because they can't linger for much longer than that, right? But what I used to do was say I would forgive somebody and then not really forgive them. Maybe even treat them differently because I didn't really handle and deal with my feelings towards them. Sometimes, even in conversations and back and forths, it would be like when we get to the culmination of the conversation, it's like, all right, so are we moving forward? Can we forgive each other? I used to think back to myself of, damn, I used to even hold back in those conversations. But even in that conversation that led to the question and us forgiving one another, I was not even fully completely honest. I really didn't hash out all my feelings. I kept some things tucked. Why? Because you feel like, I used to feel like personally, that I didn't want to prolong it. I didn't want to feel like I was, I didn't want someone feeling like I was nitpicking. I worrying about other people and being too afraid, let's be honest, to worry about myself and worrying about being completely honest. But here's the tea. And this is a conversation for another podcast, episode 2. What I've come to realize is a lot of us are dishonest people. That's just what I realized in life. We are all guilty of being dishonest. And I think the more that we come to grips with that, the easier it will be for us to apologize and forgive and be forgiven and accept apologies. But we think, nah, I'm too much of this. I'm too much of that. You could be. And maybe you're somebody who never had this problem. And if you aren't, shout out to you. Help your friends. Help the people who struggle. Because I can tell you, in the life I've been living, I've seen a lot of lying. A lot of lying to ourselves. And that affects everything. Now, how I forgive now, the real forgiveness, is I do it slowly and intentionally. I said it maybe earlier. I honor my feelings. I honor the fact that I'm angry. I'm upset. I cry my cries. I shed my tears. I do whatever I feel is necessary for me to get those feelings out. I used to block my emotions. Much like how I blocked my words, wasn't saying everything that needed to be said, that I was up here or in here. I'm pointing to my mind and my heart for those listening. Not doing that, it never did me any good. So another way that I practice forgiveness now is by accepting people for who they are now and then determining their place in my life. Hard to do, especially when you have to move somebody from one place in your life into a different area and shifting the focus or shifting kind of the dynamic of your relationship. And that's for everybody, right? Including myself. So learning how to, it's like church, come as you are, learning to accept people as they are and accepting their rate of growth at whatever it looks like for them. It's just what I do now. And as long as you're not hurting me, you're not doing anything actively to hurt me and continue, you know, as long as you don't have malicious intent for our relationship, you're allowed to make mistakes, right? We are all allowed to make mistakes. Life happens to us. We're imperfect people. And if we want to have the kind of relationships we claim we want to have with people, especially ladies, our girlfriends, I think we need to practice have a better practice when it comes down to forgiving one another. especially if you're someone who knows that you want to apologize, all you have to do is just do it. And we have to stop acting like apologies and asking for forgiveness and giving forgiveness is this like super exclusive thing. And we hold on to it and we place so much value on whether or not we forgive somebody for their bad deeds. And I don't want you all, and I definitely didn't want it for me, to punish people continuously as we try to quote unquote forgive them, right? So what I do to forgive and even be forgiven, let's get into what I do to forgive other people and really even forgive myself, right? I practice the same steps. I don't really change up too much because I feel like it's no need to really try to switch strategies when it comes to forgiving myself and forgiving other people. The same practice so that I can, you know, make sure that I repeat it over and over and over again when necessary. First things first is I have to be honest with myself. I have to be honest about my role and whether or not I've hurt someone and I need to be forgiven for something I've done. I've had to step to people and say, I was dead wrong. Very wrong. Can you, will you eventually be able to forgive me? Because whatever relationship, ex relationship, means a lot to me. And I'm sorry that I disappointed you. Ooh, somebody quivering in their boots right now. Girl, what you said to somebody? I said, I don't know if I can do that. I had to be honest with myself about who I owe an apology to and what that relationship means to me. And if it's someone I truly love, someone I truly value, and someone I truly care about, it's never a thing to say I'm sorry. It's never a thing for me to initiate a conversation to say, yo, I apologize. Believe me, I do. And then on the end of being able to be more honest with myself in ways that I have let my own self down. And one thing about it, I felt like, and I was having this thought today as I was thinking about doing this episode, that we're so focused on everybody else owing us an apology or the fact that someone didn't apologize. And we don't really give enough thought to the fact that we owe ourselves apologies. We owe ourselves actually probably more apologies than we think we need to receive from other people for a lot of things. So for me, being really super duper honest with myself and not sugarcoating it, not allowing myself to play around with the topic, not allowing myself to minimize things, has really opened me up to being comfortable with tough conversations, but also being comfortable in owning up to what I've done wrong. I feel like it's only hard because we're not good at it. We haven't had a lot of practice at it and with it. And we spent so much time being who we are. It's like trying to teach an old dog new tricks, but this is something I feel like an old dog can learn too. Old Yeller can learn this too. You just have to want to. And in being honest with yourself, I know I say you shouldn't sugarcoat, whatever the case may be, but I'm talking about being so honest with yourself that it makes your heart race a little bit and skip a beat. It makes you feel something. That you're being so damn honest with yourself. And when I'm so real with me and I'm honest with me, I physically feel the honesty coming out of my mouth or, you know, thoughts in my mind. I feel it. So first things first, be truthful in the situation. Look at it from multiple points of view, not just your own point of view. We have a tendency to look at things from a POV that's self-centered, especially when we feel like maybe we haven't done anything wrong and we shouldn't, but there's no need for us to apologize. Take time to check yourself and check in with yourself and really ask yourself if and put yourself in the other person's shoes. And if you were them, how would you feel? Honestly, truly, how would you feel? Might need to go talk to the lady about that. Second, which is something I feel like there's not enough practice on. But when it comes down to forgiving, being forgiven, that self-awareness gotta be top tier. And a lot of us are lacking it. I'm meaning on extreme levels in multiple areas in their lives and in our lives. We lack a lot of self-awareness. Just the area, this blind, it's, for me, it's like your blind spot. What are you blind to? And practicing self-awareness opens up that vantage point. Because before I was all like this tunnel vision. I don't see what's going on the left and the right of me. But when I practice self-awareness, baby, the vantage, now I see what's going on here in the purview. I can see what's over. I can see clearly now. The blinders are gone. I've taken them off now. I'm an adult. I got my big girl panties on. Self-awareness is not something that I feel like should be played around with or toyed with. I feel like a lot of us are afraid of being self-aware. I feel like some of us feel like that's some hippy-dippy trippy shit. And some people don't want us to be self-aware because for what? That shit sound corny. Or, man, I ain't got time for that. I'm already aware enough. I already know da-da-da-da-da-da. There's some people you can't tell them nothing to. You can't tell them nothing. They already know that there's... Are they self-aware? They know everything? And they think they know it all? I don't know if they're self-aware about that. But people do. People feel like I know myself enough to know X, Y, and Z. And then when you start digging and start asking questions, especially if you're a friend trying to help somebody process something, you're trying to help your partner process something through the conversation, sometimes we can learn and realize like, oh, you really don't know yourself very well. You're not really paying attention to yourself very well. Or maybe, just maybe, no one's ever come at you like this before. And now you have to look at yourself through a lens that you haven't been not required. Well, in a sense, or not required. What's the better word? You've been led to have to examine. Some people don't have people in their lives who force them to examine themselves. Some people have people in their lives that let them just do and be whoever the fuck they want to be. And they put up with things. And it makes people feel like this is okay. When for maybe for that group of people or that person, it is. But when you come up over here, not so much. So in being self-aware, it's helped me understand and be more accepting about my portion and my involvement in things so that I don't have the other person feeling like I am not taking any responsibility. That's not fair, especially if it's to someone you absolutely care about. And I know I said earlier, we don't owe nobody nothing. We don't owe nobody nothing, but we get to choose what we offer to people. And I'm always one to offer forgiveness. And hopefully, I hope forgiveness is offered back to me. So for me, again, I think I might have to do a whole episode on how to become more self-aware, ways that I have become, and practices and things that I do to open up my self-awareness. But I'm going to tell you, like I told you last episode, and I'm going to tell you probably in future episodes, therapy really helps me do that. It's really helped me look at myself, like stand outside of myself and look at me and really take such inventory that it makes me want to shift and change. Next up, holding myself accountable, because it's one thing to recognize it and see it. It's another thing to be honest with yourself about it. What's really, really important is holding yourself accountable to it. And accountability looks different for X scenario, whatever scenario we're talking about. One way I hold myself accountable is by making sure it'll never happen again. You ain't never got to worry about that happening for me again, especially if I'm the person who's the culprit. Especially if it's because of me. You ain't never, 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 never got to worry about me doing that again. I'm holding myself accountable, right? Accountability for me for other people also looks like just apologizing. I am sorry. And then not just leaving it as I'm sorry for, I'm sorry because, I apologize for that, whatever it is, right? We are adults. And I think because we feel like apologizing and asking for forgiveness or giving for whatever case may be, if we feel so awkward about it, we're so quick to be like, I'm just sorry and let's move on. I feel like we just want to say, I'm sorry and be done with it and walk away from it. And it's like, that's not really going to work. You're never going to get where you need to go if you're too afraid to walk the treacherous path that comes with forgiveness, which is hashing out feelings, which is asking deeper questions, right? We do it in therapy all the time. When the therapist asks us questions or our therapist talks to us, they dig deeper. And then you start realizing like, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, where all this come from? I didn't even know I had all that in me. Yeah, because you took the time to hold yourself accountable. And that, I feel like for me, is probably one of the bigger game changers, is to be able to sit here and say, I can hold myself accountable. And guess what? Other people can hold me accountable too, because I'm comfortable with it. I'm not triggered by it. It don't feel like an attack. So when someone tells me that I've disappointed them or I've done something that hurt them, I don't feel attacked. I feel hurt too. Damn, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. And you know what? Or I had a different intention and the impact wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I'm sorry. I should never have done that. I'm sorry. I should never have said that to you. I'm sorry. I should never have made you feel that way. Especially if it's something that maybe I said things that sting, right? If I say something to someone that I don't feel necessarily that it might sting them, I don't know what's going to hurt somebody's feelings. Just because I feel like what I said, like, why are they tripping? It's not my job to necessarily process that. I just know that they're upset. And I know when people are upset, what the expectation is, especially for a relationship that you want to flourish and grow. So we cannot be afraid to hold ourselves accountable, because if you want to hold so-and-so accountable for something, be prepared to do the same for yourself. And this same scenario situation here applies to me for me. And I hope it applies for yourself, for you. We have to hold ourselves accountable to the things that we said we were going to do. Hold ourselves accountable to the things that we said we were never going to allow again. And here we go, allowing it again. The insanity of it all. The chaos of it all. Accountability is key. Accountability is how we grow. Accountability is how we know where we stand in the lives of people. If you have people in your life, if you are someone in the lives of other people that don't never hold yourself accountable, you losing friends, you losing family members, people not fucking with you like that no more. At what point in time are you going to take inventory? At what point in time are you going to be honest with yourself? Because you obviously not practicing self-awareness, right? So I really, truly, I pray truly that many of us and more of us learn that accountability doesn't hurt. Accountability helps. Okay. The next thing for me is effective communication. I'm a big communicator. Those who know, I am big on processing. I'm big on talks. I'm big on hashing everything out here and now. I don't care if it take an hour or 2 hours, because this hour or two of conversation, of getting our feelings out, of not feeling like we're rushing the conversation, that's how we move forward. But brushing past things, moving past things, and being in a hurry all the time, it's how we guarantee that, at least for me, that we might end up here again. And if we can't keep up ending here, we might have to end and terminate the whole relationship. Okay? So for me, when it comes down to being forgiven, I think I may have given examples too of like, I'm sorry for this, I'm sorry for that. I'm literally communicating to you what I'm sorry for. You think about it when you talk to kids, right? You're sorry. What are you sorry for? What are you sorry for? We demand it of children all the time to tell us what they're sorry for, and we don't tell nobody what we're sorry for. The audacity. We aren't good at practicing what we preach, especially when it's something we feel like we're above doing. Because sometimes we feel like we're above things. Let's just be honest. Can we be honest here? Sometimes people do. I know I have at times. Humble yourself. Humility goes a long way. When it comes down to forgiving people, or actually for me to forgive someone, I appreciate effective communication. I appreciate knowing that you know where you messed up. I don't want to have to spell it out for you. And I've had moments in my life where, because some people who I've been in communication with when we have our issues aren't really good communicators. They just aren't. They're out of practice. They've never had to do it before. And I used to feel kind of like, damn, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad or like they're not up to whatever for the conversation. It's just we are out of practice with things, and we get very sensitive about it when called out about it. I'll say this, throughout the work that I do, I work in higher education for those who don't know, and I worked in residential life for like 6 years, and I had to get like certified in conflict mediation. I got conflict mediation skills out of my ass at this point. Doesn't make me the best of the best of the best, sir, but it makes me a little bit more equipped, a little bit more informed. And so I look at conversations very differently from other people. I handle my conversations very differently because I dealt with, and still do in some ways, with a lot of conflict mediation of the lives of people, a lot of the lives of college students, right? Dealing with their drama, helping them learn how to communicate better so that when by the time they're my age, by the time they're our age, y'all, us millennials, 30 and up, 35 and up to be specific. And just know I say specific. I know the word is specific. I just don't want nobody coming for me. I like to be funny a little bit. So, 35 and up, specifically speaking, I don't want them to be rooted in this rigidity or this rigidness around communicating their feelings. So when I used to have my mediation sessions, I really forced them to talk. I never forget. I'm not going to tell you business, but I had this set of friends in my office once. And when I tell you the way I handle the conversation, I didn't have to do nothing else. They handled the rest themselves. I just had to help them get started on learning that it's okay to tell your friend, I'm worried about you. I don't like how you're moving. I don't like how that person makes you act. I don't like who you are when you're with them. I don't like how you treat me when you're with them. I helped to create that environment and had to show some people that you'll be okay on the other side of it. The world did not end because you were honest with your friend. And I had to realize in practicing it with them that that's something I need to practice within my own friendship circle, within my own family circle, even at work, and then especially with my motherfucking self. Being a better communicator with myself made me realize how much of a self-sabotager I was. Helped me realize a lot of things about myself. And in the realm of forgiveness, it helped me realize that sometimes I'm too quick to forgive. We didn't talk about that yet, did we? How sometimes I forgive and how I'm a repeat offender of forgiving certain people for certain things, like over and over and over and over. Right? I also had to realize that we need to be mindful of who we are forgiving and what happens after we've forgiven them. Just because we forgive somebody doesn't mean they deserve access to us again. Just keep that in mind. And then lastly, what I do to help to in this process of forgiving is actually forgiving. Like actually forgiving somebody, right? I'll never forget, because I feel like karma always spins the block, and I had spent time in my youth not forgiving well, and even in my adulthood too, right? I hadn't always been the best with it because I low-key, high-key held grudges because, bitch, you got me fucked up. What the hell? You a pawn? The fuck? I thought you was weak. But had I practiced good communication skills during the conversation, more honesty with myself about it, more self-awareness, conversations could be held differently. Conversations with me now versus then, you know, back when, very different. I'm sure it's the same for many of us. But actually forgiving people is what helped me. Actually doing that. Actually meaning it. Back in the day, I don't even think I finished the story. I done went on a tangent. That's what I was saying. When I was in my younger adulthood, whatever, I wasn't really forgiving like that. And karma met me one day when someone told me that they forgived me and really didn't forgive me for what happened. And when I learned, first when I realized they didn't forgive me, because they didn't, I didn't even have to know that they hadn't completely forgiven me, because I recognized that they were moving funny with me. And then this has happened a couple times in my life. It hasn't just happened once. So I feel like karma, damn, like enough. You can stop spinning the block now. I learned my lesson. But having been told, like, yo, Tiff, I said I forgave you, but I really didn't. It made me realize how harmful of a behavior it is to say that you have accepted something and moved on from it and never really doing that, and how harming it is for your relationship in whatever capacity that relationship is in, how damaging it is. How things will never be the same. And I can tell you on the end of, for people who I've said I've forgiven and didn't really forgive, but then later on forgave, dynamic different. The people who've done it to me, dynamic is different, right? So practicing these things and practicing forgiveness from the beginning can really save us a lot of time. It can save us our friendships. It can save our relationships with our significant others. It can rebuild bridges where they have been burned or at least banged up a bit, needs some renovations. Actually being able to forgive. That's it. I don't know. I know I've forgiven someone when I feel it in my heart, when it's here, when I'm at peace, when I'm calm, when I feel like, okay, that happened. It's over. I moved on. Me and this person are going to continue our XYZ relationship, or me and this person will never speak again. But either way, calm. I'm okay. Everything will be just fine. I had to forgive myself for not believing in myself enough and for the L's I took because of it. That was a tough pill to swallow. I had to forgive myself for sometimes being too gentle with myself and not taking the gloves off to really chin check myself a couple of times. I like the fact that I'm kind with myself and gentle with myself, but sometimes it can be just too much. I had to forgive myself for allowing my boundaries to be crossed and forgive myself for not even setting up certain boundaries and making them clear. I also had to forgive, like I talked about before, people who have never apologized to me, who've never asked to be forgiven for things that they've done that have hurt me. I had to forgive them. There's nobody in my life on this day, to this day, right here, right now, There's nobody that I have, if especially in or out of my life. Let me say that, in or out of my life, that I don't forgive. Everybody has been forgiven. Everybody has been forgiven. Don't mean you can come run it back. Don't mean you can run it back. But don't nobody owe me nothing. I'm good. I have come to an agreement with myself and with God, and I'm Gucci. So those are just some of the things that I've had to forgive myself for. I didn't really want to go down a whole tangent and long list, but I hope that kind of allowed you to think of things that you've had to forgive yourself for, that you should forgive yourself for. And when it comes down to us, I feel like we deserve it. A lot of us do work, live lives that are very thankless, that we just a little bit of acknowledgement will go a long way. And so I invite you to acknowledge your own feelings. Acknowledge them, address them, and give yourself the opportunity to try to take the next step. I feel like there's so much life waiting to be had on the other side of letting go of what we're holding on to, letting go of the anger, letting go of the misunderstanding that people have with you. Let it go. And then I'll close out with saying this. You can choose not to forgive at all. You can choose to say, yeah, that sounded very kumbaya, but I have no intention on forgiving certain people. I have no intention on forgiving Sodi. So that, like, it's really fucked them to the end of time. It's player's choice. I'm just telling you what's worked for me, what's helped me out. What you do, how you decide to move forward, it is up to you. But I know for me, the weight of not forgiving people is too heavy. It's too costly for me, and I can't afford it no more. All right, now on to the song of the week. This week's song of the week is Memories by Beanie Man. If you know, you really know. It's an oldie and still very much a goodie. And the lyrics I want to pull out are obviously the very popular lyrics of the song. And it goes, yeah, I'm going to sing it. Memories don't live like people do. They always remember you, whether things are good or bad. It's just the memories that you have. I've been in the scenes. Yeah. It's literally all we have are the memories that we can recollect, and they outlive us, right? By way of other people. But for me, I think about, what do I want to be remembered for, of who I am whenever my day comes, right? Memories are all that we'll be left with for some people, whether they have gone on and passed, whether we have just decided to no longer be in communication with one another, be in community with one another, and we decide just to part ways in that sense. Memories are all we have left. And what are you wanting to say about you? We can't control the narrative. We're not trying to control it. That's not really even what I'm trying to do. And it may sound like it. So maybe I'm contradicting myself. But really, all I'm trying to get at is just, how do you want to live your life? There's nothing wrong with wanting to be remembered for some of your stronger qualities. It's what motivates people. It's what helps people understand what it means to live a life of that you to be the person that you say you are. So what is it like to live a life when you're honest with yourself and others, where you're practicing self-awareness, where you're holding yourself accountable, where you're practicing effective communication, and where you're actually forgiving? What will those memories look like? What new memories can you create by just resolving, fixing, mending, ending, moving away from, right? What can we do so that our memories are more pleasant, more happy, more joyous, more full? So that's all the accent I'm giving you today. But I hope you, if you had never heard this song by Beanie Man, it really, like, the Caribbean yells, we know, right? Caribbean friends, we are already fully aware of what this song is and how infamous it is. But I hope you can look at it a little bit differently. Memories are all that we'll have left. So think about that. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. I really, really, really appreciate your support. I hope you enjoyed this conversation this week. I hope you're looking forward to what I have in store for you this season. I can't wait to start bringing some guests on my show. I miss having conversations with other people and really digging and getting into the root of our topics. So I'm definitely going to be doing that soon. And if you feel like there's someone who you think you would love to hear me have a conversation with, someone who you like, yo, bring them on the show. I think they'd be a good fit. Send them my way. I'll take a look. I'll see what's going on. And if the pieces fit, we're going to make it hit. So to the day ones, to my real one, and to my new friends who are joining me for the very first time, thank you so much for tuning in. Follow me on social media if you so choose. At Legally Black is my personal Instagram. The podcast is They Didn't Tell You Podcast. And if you want to follow me on Tickety Talk, I've been doing some reminiscing over there, acting crazy. You can follow me at Legally Black Zero. But that's it. That's all. That's all. And that's it. This is the way that Tiffany spit. Bye.